Hi, how are we all doing? I feel like it's been ages I last recorded, I know, right? I'm so sorry that we couldn't run last week, and I'm going to explain. But before we go into all that, I want to believe that we're all doing fine. How was our week? It's another beautiful Friday, and I can't wait to hear from you guys again while also telling you what I brought to you today. Huh? Okay, so I want to believe we're all still keeping safe there. Kuro baby is still in town. Please don't lose guard, okay? Let's stay on top of our game. Follow the instructions that has been passed across to us. Please maintain social distancing as much as possible. Alright, and do not forget to use your face mask if you have to leave your house. Your hand sanitizer should be in your bag, in your pocket, okay? Please, let's ensure to stay safe. All right, let me quickly run, okay? I need to apologize. Last week, we couldn't run any of our episodes. I recall I promised that we're going to have a host on our show last week, and then we've been trying to make it work. Like, Nigerian network is crazy. Permit me to use the word. We've been trying to make it. We're taking recordings and recordings. That's why we couldn't have a run. And even this week, despite the number of recordings we've done, it's still not working, either based on quality or fluctuations and all of that. But I promise you, very soon, we're going to be having our first on this show, and it's going to be interesting because from the content we went through together over the past few recordings, it's going to be loaded. And let me chip this in. I'm having a lineup already, so the rest of this year is going to be amazing. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, I need to give a shout out to Olaoye. She's been like an amazing follower. She's been an amazing listener. She sent in a story last week on how emotional intelligence helped her in her place of work. Please, that story was not complete. We need to hear it, and hopefully one of these days it will be meshed in one of our episodes. You'll just get to hear Olaoye's voice. Okay, so Olaoye, shout out to you, and we want to listen to the end. We want to know the end of that story. All right, today what are we talking about? We're talking about staying sane. Yeah, staying sane. Recall I when we started this series on emotional intelligence and how it affects all rounds of our lives, we started out with how emotional intelligence affects, we listed rather, how emotional intelligence affects our work, affects us at work, affects us in the position of leadership, affects our physical health, affects our mental health, and of course, how it affects our relationship. We've talked about the emotional intelligence at work. That was when we talked about the relevance of emotional intelligence to our career. Then we went on to talk about emotional intelligent leader. Okay, so today we'll be talking about emotional intelligence and our mental health. That's what I mean by staying sane. See, the truth is, the world we live in is so erratic. So many things are happening at the same time. You just we just find it difficult to maintain our sanity. Like it's a tussle on its own. All right. A number of thoughts are running through our heads at the same time. You're thinking of how to complete that task at work. You're thinking of how to get through to your boyfriend or your girlfriend who just started misbehaving as if you just started displaying emotions you can't even come to terms with. You're thinking of how to get through to your parents. You're thinking of how to deal with that difficult colleague. You're thinking of how to get through to your mechanic to get your car fixed ahead of Monday, and all of that. Everything. So many things. And then, how do you bring yourself to that place of sanity? How do you stay sane in the middle of all these things? Now, what is mental health? Okay, mental health means staying sane. All right, but to put it in perspective, mental health is a person's condition in respect to your psychological and emotional well-being. Okay, I'll take that again. Mental health is your condition in respect to your psychological and emotional well-being.
And when we're talking about emotions, we're talking about what? Intelligence, EQ. Alright, so the core components of a mental health is psychological well-being, emotional well-being, and of course social well-being. Remember, we are relational beings, right? So those are the core components of mental health. And when I say mental health, I'm not talking of somebody who is mad on the streets, right? No. I'm talking of our ability to coordinate our emotions, coordinate how we relate to people, manage them well. Now, there is a lot of advocacy for mental health awareness. Like, people are mentally sick, all right? And I'm not saying that they are really loonies. I'm saying people are going through depression, all right? Be it from work, be it from relationships, be even postpartum depression. For amazing mothers who just give birth to a bundle of joy, and then the stress that comes after delivery can lead into a mental breakdown. So how does mental health affect us holistically? Now, it affects your thoughts. It affects how you think. Okay? I saw a movie a couple of days ago, and then this guy just suffers from a very painful loss, and he had to register for therapy because he wasn't thinking straight anymore. Let's put it that in layman language. He wasn't thinking straight anymore. So your mental health can affect how you think. It can affect how you feel. All right. Now, there are lots of people that I've said it before, that the only person I probably can deal with is somebody who is paranoid. But if you trace it well, you'll find out that how paranoid people feel about others is a result of their mental health. I'm not saying they are mad, okay? I am saying that they just need their inability to manage their mental or their emotions or their psychological well-being. Alright? Now, your actions, how you act, your decisions, your human interaction, how you relate with people, decisions you make. The truth is, life is full of choices. And even when you don't make a decision, you are actually making a decision. So when you don't decide on what to do with your life, when you don't decide on whether to start that course, you don't decide on whether to start that trade or that venture, or you're still in the middle of, should I say yes to that guy or say no to him, should I accept that job or should I not? These are decisions we have to make. And even when you don't make them, it's still a decision. And your mental health, your ability to rationalize those thoughts, the options that are before you, is hinged on your mental health. It affects your decisions. How much more when you relate with people? We've seen a lot of persons who have trust issues. They don't trust themselves, they don't trust in people. It's traceable to it. And very importantly, stress management. God, one of these days, like I've always said, we will talk about stress management, but stress management, how we manage stress, is directly proportional to our mental health. Now, what are the factors? What affect our mental health? It could be biological. Now, we're talking about the genetic makeup, that I wouldn't want to stress on that, but it can affect our mental health. You know, we hear stuff like bipolar people, we hear autism, and all of that. It's genetic, okay? It's no one's fault. And then, family history of mental health issues. That's another one. Now, mind you, we're talking of people who are at the lower rung of mental health. Now, people who have, let's say, getting depressed. Now, I try to avoid using the word depressed because depressed is a huge word. May we never face depression, trust me. Now, life is another factor that impacts on our mental health. And by life, I mean heartbreaks, child abuse, sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress disorders, workplace abuse, verbal abuse, false accusations. God, it saddens my heart. Okay, there is a trending issue right now
where somebody committed suicide because he was accused of rape. He couldn't stand it. Yes, you may say that, why would I even do that? Yes, I understand. You may be out there saying, why would you do that? You see some people commit suicide and you're wondering, why would you give up? Our carrying capacities are different. The fact that, I keep saying it, the fact that you can survive a 5-year heartbreak, a relationship that you've invested for 5 years, there was a break and then you could survive, it doesn't mean somebody who nearly took his life over a 3-month relationship breakup is weaker than you are. We have varying carrying capacities. That doesn't mean you have to invalidate the emotions of that person, but it bothers on our mental health. Now that we've laid the background, over the next 3 minutes, how can EQ help to improve your mental health? Self-awareness. This brings us to the components of EQ. Self-awareness. Now, when you know yourself, it helps you to detect early mental imbalance. When you start feeling off the hook, like this is me, this is how I feel, these are the things that trigger my emotions, these are the things that make me happy, these are the things that make me sad. So when you start noticing those things and it's becoming repetitive, your self-awareness sets an alarm. Okay, now what and who are the things that gets on your nerves? When you identify these things, you avoid them or you ignore them. I was saying it earlier that one of the weird things about me is by the time it starts screaming at me, it doesn't matter who you are, I shut down because screaming stresses me. I've been able to identify this thing. Okay, when I identify these are the things that doesn't work for me, I avoid them or I ignore them. Okay, what are your pet peeves? All right, the activities that make you vulnerable to stress. See, there is nothing like multitasking, because our brain is not genetically wired to multitask. That multitasking activity you think you're doing is actually your brain shutting down one and taking over the next. But the switch is so sharp that makes you believe that you're doing the two at the same time. Trust me, darling, you're not doing the two at the same time. They are two different things. Okay, so for some of you, you can put a whole lot of things on your plate at the same time. For some, it doesn't work like that. You take your task one at a time, which is even more advisable. It enhances your efficiency and productivity. All right, so also by self-awareness, you identify and emphasize on your strengths. And then this will help you to build on your self-confidence. What am I good at? You keep pushing that, you keep putting that forward, and then you don't let anybody talk you down. Okay, now takes us to self-regulation. How do you deal with emotional swings, or also called mood swings? You are aware of yourself, all right? You are aware of yourself. Now, how does this now translate to managing your emotions? Okay, you can try planning, try goal setting. This will help with your self-regulation. You never start a day without a plan. By the time you enter a day, haphazardly, at the end of the day, you sit back and, not even at the end of the day, midway into the day, you're stressed. Because you can't really say, this is what you've done today. And it's not like you've not done anything, but you had no compass to begin with. And when there is no compass, you get missing. Okay? So, self-consciousness, you're mindful of your actions, you're mindful of the things you take. Now, you begin to take positive confessions. All of these are self-regulating components of emotional intelligence that can help improve your mental health. Now, backtracking too. Backtracking is you're hungry and then you try to rewind your mind to find out why you're hungry. Okay? You don't just kill it. Okay, what blew your fuse? By the time you think, okay, what happened? Okay, what happened? Okay, what happened? At the end of the day, you will be able to trace your thoughts back. It's good to backtrack. It helps you to make sure you don't leave any issue untrashed. Okay, deep breathing. Take a deep breath. It helps you to regulate. If you pee, take a deep breath. All right? Meditate. Meditation is an art on its own. You don't underestimate the power of meditation. And of course, for some persons who love music, listen to music. summer therapeutic. God, there's this guy I learned about earlier this year. Yanni, God, his music is therapeutic. Listen to music. What calms your nerves? Okay. When I'm in a place and I know that I'm I just plug my earpiece on, my headset on, and I'm gone. All right. If that works for you, beautiful. And then there is motivation. Motivation, rechanneling our anger. Well, like I said, if your current state doesn't motivate you, nobody will. But when something is getting on your nerves, why not rechannel the anger into something productive? All right, what is your purpose for life? Like, what makes you, what keeps you up at night? I'm not saying you should stay up all night, okay? It's just how do I put it now? It's just a comparison, so to speak. All right, so what drives you? So many things should drive you, but the primary one should be the current state of your life. And finally, relationship management. This can affect, impact your mental health positively. Support yourself with, surround yourself rather, with an amazing support system. I keep saying it anyway. I have the best support system there is. Amazing people. People I know that I have friends that I can pick up my phone and call 2 a.m. in the middle of the night, and they will pick and listen to my rants and will not judge me. Those are the kind of people you need around you. Insulators. People that when they are your shock absorbers. Alright, now I'm not saying you are dependent on, but the truth is we are relational beings. We are not created to be independent. I stated that earlier. You need motivators around you. You need unbiased friends who would not judge you, who will make you feel less than who you are. So, the bottom line, the baseline is that when you improve your EQ, invariably, you improve your mental health. Now, can you see how important it is to be emotionally intelligent so that you stay sane? Now, this is what we're going to call it a wrap today, okay? Please do not forget that you can listen to this episode and previous episodes on Anchor here. You can also listen to it on Radio Public, on Pocket Cast, on Spotify, okay? And you can also listen to it on Breaker. And I please look forward to your feedback, all right? Across the globe, wherever you're listening, I want to hear from you. Thank you so much for staying with us again. Enjoy the rest of your week and stay safe.